Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
All right, 2020. It's been a hell of a year. We learned all about murder hornets, and it turns out they're not the only animals going rogue in this apocalyptic year. First, a 54-year-old guy just outside of Aspen, Colorado, was attacked by a bear on Friday. How? Listen to this. The bear managed to open the door to the guy's house, barge inside, and then swipe at the guy's face and neck.
Can you imagine just hanging out in your kitchen and all of a sudden here comes a bear right through the door?
Nope. Uh-oh. No, thank you.
A man needed emergency surgery for severe face and neck injuries. Wildlife officials caught and euthanized the bear. And they say there's nothing this guy did that made the bear break into his house or attack him. The bear did all that on his own.
I've been seeing so many videos lately, too, on social media. I think a lot of people are going to cabins in the woods for their vacations because I'm seeing a lot of videos of bear encounters where, you know, they're shooting video. They're in their cabin and out on their deck 5 feet away, only separated by a big piece of glass. Watching all of these baby bears and mama bear climbing all over their deck. And I'm sitting there, you know, thinking, oh, that'd be so cool. And then I'm like, well,
no,
maybe.
Thank you.
Maybe.
I heard it has a lot to do also with because of like the ecosystem. And now they're having to come and look for food because they're used to people like on the campsites and things like that. And some people aren't doing that anymore. So they're not getting as much food. So now they're foraging into their homes. Because of the fact that there aren't as many people out. I don't know.
Well, in our second The Animals Are Coming story today, this comes from the Marine and Freshwater Research Journal, where scientists in Australia have found a new species of shark that can get out of the water and actually walk on land.
This bothers me.
Now, they're fairly small. They say there are a few species of shark that can kind of walk on their pectoral and pelvic fins, but this new one they found has only developed the ability more recently.
So it's evolving.
Yeah, they tend to be more bottom feeders. They walk the floor of the ocean to find their food. They kind of stick their head in the ground, and you don't see them very often because they're kind of down at the bottom of the food chain where they don't live very long. They get eaten before they make it that far. But this particular breed of sharks, yes, have recently evolved to the point where they can now hop out of the water.
Hey, if I'm a little shark and I'm crawling along the bottom of the ocean and people and all of my friends are getting eaten, I'd probably try to get out of the water.
Find an
too.
Alternative means of.
I'd be like, yeah. To hell with this business.
For now, they can't get very far. But again, that is for now.
For now.
Yeah. We'll revisit this conversation later. Meanwhile, let's talk about conspiracy theories here for just a moment. Most conspiracy theories, especially these days, tend to be pretty ludicrous. Things like Pizzagate and QAnon are so far out of the realm of possibility that most reasonable people don't take them seriously.
I don't know.
Well, we have a lot of people who work for Wayfair in this community, and someone on Reddit posted a conspiracy theory on Thursday about Wayfair. They're an online furniture e-commerce company. They have a big distribution center over by CBG.
Right across the street from the viewing area.
Yep. And so this theory is that some of their products are a front for human trafficking. And the key evidence is some storage cabinets listed on their site for more than $13,000 each.
I saw this story. Really interesting and woo, makes you think.
Yeah.
The cabinets all had what some consider to be odd names, like Yuritsa Storage Cabinet, Naraya Storage Cabinet, Samaya Storage Cabinet.
Names.
Alavaya Storage Cabinet. So the theory is that people who were ordering these absurdly overpriced cabinets were actually ordering a person.
There were some I saw too that were pillows. It was like the pillow's normally $39.95, but if you go to the select area and select the style of pillow, There's the Sarah that's $10,000, and the Jessica that's $13,000.
Whoa, and, really?
Tim is talking about basic pillows, rugs, and other items selling for five figures or more on the site, and also with, again, obscure human-sounding names attached. So when someone contacted Wayfair, the overpriced cabinets suddenly disappeared from their site. And Wayfair has been a supplier to migrant detention camps on the U.S.-Mexico border. So the trafficking pieces start to fall together for some people.
Starts to make a little bit of sense to people.
Yeah. Now, Wayfair, for their part, they have denied everything. They say third-party companies can list products on their site, and all of the overpriced products come from other companies that they have nothing to do with.
Mm.
But is it possible this conspiracy theory is true? Well, Snopes is a website that is dedicated to investigating conspiracy theories, sort of vetting them out. They investigated this one and were not able to find any credible evidence, and even debunked a lot of the so-called investigative evidence people on Reddit thought they found. So what's really going on? One person on Reddit had two explanations that sound a little more grounded for what could be going on. One is that the companies list their products for that much, hoping to get people with an unlimited budget, like governments, to buy them at crazy markups. And they will and do. And two, the products are used to launder money. So there could be a lot more to this story. We're going to continue to follow it, and we'll give you an update as we learn more.
I want to hear more from Galen.
Jisleen?
Yes. Is her name Jisleen? I've heard Galen. I've heard Jisleen. I've heard Gisleen.
Oh, Ghislaine.
You've heard Ghislaine. What the hell is
when
this woman's name?
When you watch the documentary, I think they call her Jisleen or something.
Jisleen?
Maybe because it's French.
Jisleen.
I don't know. It's a weird name. But I think she's
You're
got
talking
some
about the
information.
Jeffrey Epstein
friend.
Yeah.
That helped him.
Partner. That was like his wife that helped him recruit.
To find young girls.
Mm-hmm. She's still in jail, correct? No bond?
As far as I know,
She's
See, isn't it weird that we haven't been hearing much about her?
Well, they said that they moved her to
detention
facility in Brooklyn. Maximum security.
It was telling me about the JonBenet Ramsey photo, that the last known photo of her has that lady in the background.
You are kidding.
I didn't see it. This is just hearsay.
You read it on the internet.
This was a conversation I had with somebody over the last 3 days.
It's so bizarre, though, because when they were doing her bail hearing, her attorney was saying, like, you know, she's lived in the United States ever since all of these allegations have happened. She's never once wanted to leave. We can provide $5 million. And the judge is like, there's just far too many resources and conspiracies and...
Just concerned for her.
Yes.
I don't.
Health and safety for herself, because a lot of people have been speculating that a lot of high ups can have a lot of interactions with her.
I mean, you just have to imagine some really crazy stuff has to be going on with human trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
And with, you know, all of the kids in the world that just disappear. And so I'm wondering, what are we going to learn?
Yeah, thinking the names, she's probably gotten her Rolodex and her address book, and she could be a key witness, so it'll be interesting to see what they're able to get from her.
I mean, there have to be, even if this Wayfair thing isn't real, there has to be some big kind of system in place. And what will it be, and will they
Very
figure it out? Yes, with big money.
Yeah. So, in other news that didn't make the news this morning... They asked people to name their most prized possessions. And when you think of all of your things, you know, we live in an online world now. We live in a cyber world. There was a time when, you know, if your house burned down and you lost everything, it was devastating. Not that it's not devastating now. But so much of our stuff is now living in the digital world. So with that, they ask people, what are your most prized possessions, worldly possessions, things, tangible things? And again, quite a few of the top 10 things, including the number one answer, are irreplaceable because of what they mean, not necessarily what they're worth. The number one answer on the board, again, it's still family photos because not everything is digitized. And even those that are, to have that tangible photo is really special. Maybe you have it hanging on a wall or something. And this is the same photo that was, you know, hanging in your family living room or family room. Pictures of your grandparents or ancestors. Those are irreplaceable. Number two is a wedding ring. And other pieces of jewelry, which followed close behind. An engagement ring. Maybe it's a family heirloom. A laptop computer. Especially if you don't have your stuff backed up.
Right.
That's got everything.
Yeah. You don't have a cloud.
Or the external hard drive. You backed everything up on an external hard drive. But if the external hard drive is missing or stolen or destroyed,
it's gone.
And you didn't have it in a cloud somewhere, then you're really screwed. I love that an automobile, a car, made the list at number seven.
That's a big, hefty price tag on something like that.
You'd like to think that they got it insured. I'd like to think that that's replaceable. I suppose unless it's a classic rare car.
But maybe you rehabbed yourself.
Yep.
Different story.
A lot of work, a lot of stories.
With your paw.
Yeah.
Let's see, a wedding dress. I suppose, you know, I could see that representing some sentimental value there. A child's memory box.
Oh, yeah. You know, we didn't save tons of stuff. It's hard when you have like a newborn and they start growing out of stuff and you're like, well, we have to save this outfit because we brought you home in this. But this was our favorite outfit that we used to put you in, you know.
Yeah.
To have those things, you know, in 20 years or 30 years, that would be neat.
Right.
Like, I don't have the first outfit. I probably came home from the hospital in. Do you guys? Do your moms?
No
Dads
idea.
Not to my knowledge.
Who knows? My mother saved everything.
Your mom probably have it.
Yeah, she might. But I mean, I came across so much stuff like that, you know, with Jacob when I went through the purge at my old house. And he was 17 at the time. So I had never thrown away anything. So it was really hard to go through all of the stuff and be like, okay, I'm just going to keep one or two of these instead of all 50 of them. Which ones do I pick and choose? And even that, you know, they're in a tote and I'm like, what the hell am I gonna do with them now?
You show it to him later.
Yeah,
like, look how little you were. I
have an afghan that my grandma made for me and a quilt that my mom made for me. Those are pretty high up on the list.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I use them all the time.
Nice.
Rounding out the top 10 people's most prized possessions, a TV.
Not a shocker. What are TVs going for these days? Like a good 70 or 80 incher. What's the biggest you can get?
I don't know, probably an 80 inch. Yeah. I have a 79 inch.
Yeah.
From end to end.
Why would they do 79? Why not just do 80? That's kind of dumb.
I don't know.
But how, you know, what are they range?
A couple $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing. I mean, compared to 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh man.
God.
I mean, gosh, let's see. When we lived in our place on Fulton Avenue, we moved in there in 2004, and we had that place furnished, and one of our big purchases was a 50-inch Sony plasma flat-screen TV. And I remember that 50-inch sucker costing close to $5,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Nuts.
And there really isn't one brand that's better than another anymore, is there? Aren't they all pretty much the same?
All pretty good. I mean,
you
start to nitpick on things like usability or how intuitive the programming might be or the sound on it. You know, some sound better than others.
Yeah.
They talk about the so-called capture rate, which is the kind of thing that matters more when you're watching fast action sports. So guys who love to watch sports care about the capture rate because it affects movement. So when they're watching a football game and fast movement, especially when you got guys that are piling on top of each other, you don't want it to lose its resolution, and that can sometimes happen with certain cheaper TVs. Something tells me this guy is going to fail his future driving test. We have a story here about a guy who was learning how to drive and was practicing in a parking lot in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania on Thursday night, and he wound up crashing into a building. That building? Pennsylvania Department of Transportation's Driver's License Center.
That's a problem.
No injuries were reported, but the police are investigating. We're going to take a break here. Coming up.
One of my cats just died. That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, that's what's happening in my house. One of our cats just died. It's all right. We had three, so two more to go. Frankly, I don't know why we have these animals in the first place. It doesn't make any sense. All these years of electricity and walls and engineering to keep nature out. Then you just open the door like a bouncer. You too. Come on in. No, not you, squirrel, you coke addict. Get out of here. Then you have an animal just sitting on the counter looking at you. I was watching TV the other day. My cat, facing me, dropped his butt right on the ground, back legs up, front paws, just started pulling himself. Straight across the carpet, right at me. Didn't break eye contact the entire time. Just staring me down. That's right. Your carpet, what of it? What are you gonna do, go in my box? I don't think so. Who's scooping it out? Not me. Never have, never will.
That's Gracie. Gracie doesn't give a bleep. She just kind of looks at you like she's pissed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she?
No.
You think? No, she's not an angry cat.
She's got, no, not at all, but she does have resting bitch face for sure. Joe, on the other hand, you know, he's got those big bright eyes. He's got a face full of expression.
Yeah.
And he emotes, and he has different meows depending on how he's feeling.
Yeah.
Gracie, you almost never hear from her, ever.
What meow does Joe seem to direct at you the most?
Well, when he's outside the door and he wants to come in, it sounds like he's being tortured, like, really sad and just pathetic. And then, like, when you're petting him, he sounds like a dolphin. It's almost like he chirps like a chipmunk. It's the weirdest sound.
I read an article last week for National Kitten Day that cats have the ability to do this specific purr that will get them food.
Oh.
And that purr signals to a human's brain the same tone, the same decibel or whatever that a child, infant crying would do.
Oh, well, they got that down.
So it would trigger that. Oh, my motherly senses. I got to feed the baby.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Like kids have different cries for different needs. Like there's the I'm hungry versus I'm tired versus like.
Joe's got that.
Yeah.
When he's hungry, he's like, ah! He starts yelling at me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the wah is different.
Like chop, chop. Let's get up. Yeah. Food bowl is empty. Let's go, man.
Yeah.
Gracie, on the other hand, she just stares at you.
Daddy,
I don't know what she's thinking.
I need a treat.
Yeah. Nine News consumer reporter John Matarese joins us now live on the telephone like he does every Monday right about this time, so you don't waste your money. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff and guys. And have you been to a convenience store, a little fast food restaurant, or a Kroger the past few days with like a $10 bill? $5 bill?
Yeah, I don't even touch currency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. A lot of people aren't touching it because of COVID. A lot of people, as of about mid-April, stopped handling change.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of myself. I used to carry, you know, a few quarters around because, you know, you stick it in the tip jar somewhere when you get coffee.
Right.
Or you need maybe a parking meter that still takes coins. You stick it in. And it got to the point where we heard, oh, change, terrible, COVID, oh, you know, virus.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. So people stopped using change. As a result, the whole system nationwide started grinding to a halt because people weren't using change. And now, wow, stores are running out. It's crazy. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I would think they would be the ones that have it, because everyone else has tried to unload it.
And yeah, well, what's happening is people aren't unloading it. They've all been just storing them.
Oh.
And they've just been keeping them in their change jars. And those change jars apparently have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger in the past couple of months. And just in the past few days, Kroger started putting up signs at a lot of its stores and a lot of its cash registers. Sorry, our cashiers don't carry change anymore. And I've heard some people are like, this is crazy. I don't, I still use cash. I still use change. Because what happens is if you, I interviewed one guy. He said, you know, he went, drove through a fast food drive-through, you know, got his Happy Meal or whatever it was, and a Coke, and the bill came to $4.40. He handed them a $5 bill, and they said, "Sir, we can't make change." He says, "Well, I don't have anything smaller." And he's like, "What can you do?" "Well, give us a credit card." "Well, I didn't bring my credit card." He ended up driving off, you know, with his meal. He spent $5 for a $4.40 meal, and he was ticked off. He's like, "I just, you know, spent an extra 60 cents on it. Not a big deal, but still,
yeah.
You know, in the
you
long
do that 100 times in a month.
It adds
it
up.
A whole bunch of times, and it's just crazy. And people are saying, you know, this isn't right. Well, the Federal Reserve is even warning about it, saying the system's a little bit broken right now. Doesn't this sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like toilet paper, paper towel,
right.
Chicken, steak, you name it this year, and suddenly something's in short supply that used to have so much of. So it's just crazy. Now, do any of you guys pay with cash anymore, or you just use your phone pretty much, or maybe a debit card?
Usually card, but it's funny. I was at Home Depot yesterday, and they were, you know, trying to direct everybody in the self-checkout. And as I come up, she's like, "Sir, I'm sorry, but all we have are, most of our machines are not accepting cash. Do you need?" No, don't be silly. I'm not, who uses cash anymore?
The only person I pay with cash touch is my drywall guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, somebody gave me $40 over the weekend. I want to get it out of my wallet.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that Tim mentions that because there are plenty of people who do work around the house who want cash. And that's because, well, you know, we'd rather not have a check. We'd rather mm-hmm. just have cash. And I don't need to get into their reasons
logistics.
Why.
No logistics.
But there's still a big cash economy. And
I still have cash, though. I don't know why I always feel like I have to have like a little bit of cash. Just because I always pay with credit card and, you know,
well, you never know when the credit card,
or
something happens to my card.
Yes, your card is declined and it's like, holy crap. So, you want to have a 20 or a couple of 20s on you. Plus, I always like to be prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, at that point, my large not an ATM in the
cash.
World that's working.
Yeah, I did witness a woman in front of me in line at a, like one of those gas station convenience stores attempting to purchase gas with her credit card. And it was declined, not because of her card, but because I guess the satellite was down and the woman didn't have any cash, so she couldn't get any gas at that particular station through no fault of her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Is there like a way that we could take all of our coins to the bank and then they can just...
Don't they have those coin things at some grocery stores?
They take a percentage of whatever it is. Like, I don't know, like say a quarter is only worth 20 cents because they take a percentage of it.
They take a nice percentage of it. That's the thing. If you have $100 worth of change, it's like, oh, great, I just gave them like...
But can't we just
give it... Can you take them to a branch?
I was going to say, is it possible to just take it to like... a fifth third and say, can
don't
you put
have
this
those
in your
things
thing?
You
roll these up.
You know what, ladies? They want you to roll them up, and that ain't happening.
Oh, you got to roll them up.
I'm not that going
is,
with
you know what? That is
that
a great project,
happening.
Though, for kids. I mean, my mother used to keep me real busy.
Yeah, Jacob will roll them up.
Sit there on the floor.
Since I was 4 years old and my dad had me rolling pennies.
Yep. Separate them, stack them up. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you have some, you might want to go to the Coinstar and contribute, to the national economy at your local Coinstar.
Mm, wow.
So keep that in mind next time I have a debit or credit with you so you don't waste your money.
All right, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Take it easy. 741, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. So... in other news or news that didn't make the news this morning, if you got kids, you probably had to field some of these questions before. They were looking at the most common, tough to answer questions that little kids ask their parents. And here are the top 10. Where do babies come from?
Yeah, Jacob has not asked me that question yet.
Yeah, me either.
I'm in the clear. For now.
What would you say? The stork? I'm very honest with our kid about it. You know, I use the medical terms for all of her anatomy, all of it.
Yeah.
I just feel like honesty is the way to go.
Yeah, I'm just straight up.
What's the deal with Santa Claus?
That is a tough one.
Do things like ghosts, mermaids, and unicorns exist? And if so, can I have proof? Can I see proof?
I think with that, I'd be like, well, what do you think? if, you know, is there a mermaid in the ocean? And I think my kid would be like, yeah, you know. Yeah,
I would say, well, there isn't proof that there's not.
Well, we know there's a shark with legs walking around. We learned that this morning. So, you know, there, who knows what's in the ocean?
Correct.
This is why I come to you for these things, because I want to know. Is this
Nobody's
for real?
Nobody's found one.
Nobody will give me a straight answer.
Right, that we know of.
Is the tooth fairy real? And what does she do with all those teeth?
That's a good question. I heard she makes jewelry.
Ew.
That's funny. Why do adults have to work?
That's a good question.
So I used to think that adults didn't have to work. They just went to work because it was fun, like an adult thing to do. They didn't need to work for money, because if they needed money, they would just go to the bank and get some.
Right.
They went to work because it was cool.
See, I explained it because my daughter is only three, but she did say, why do you have to work, mommy? And I said to her, like, do you see your house and our food? And we have to, you know, we have to make money to pay for that. Like, yeah. It's a necessity. You need to work.
No, no, Jacob wants me to. He checks almost every day to make sure I'm going into the office and not working from home.
That's funny.
He's like, Mom, out
Mom,
of the house.
Going to work tomorrow? Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, my kid doesn't want me to. She's like, Mommy, don't work.
Jacob needs a little Jacob time.
Yeah, he does.
Let's see. Where do people go when they die? Why is the sky blue? Where do clouds come from?
It's funny. I would have to Google the blue sky and the clouds, because I don't remember what they taught me in school on
that
one.
I would say the sky is blue because it reflects off the ocean, and the ocean is blue. I would make it up.
Where do the dinosaurs go?
Into the rock.
Well, if you go to the Ark, they'll tell you one thing. If you go to a science book, it will tell you a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of just depends on what route you're going to take.
Here are some of the stories. When you're older, we can delve into both of them, and then you can decide.
Just wait for science class. They'll explain it.
Yeah. There's plenty of time to learn about this, honey. From
why
other
you,
people.
Why are you worried about better. This? Let's go get a snack and talk about something else.
And number 10, rounding out the top 10. If you swallow a seed, will it grow inside you?
I always wondered that. I always thought that.
No, it'll pass through your colon and out your butt.
Well,
she's going to make up a story about the blue sky, but she's going to tell her kid.
Right.
Actually, the next time they ask that one, here's an answer that'll freak them out. No, not in your stomach, but if it gets in your lungs, it is actually possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that before.
I don't want to know about any of that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.